Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and the chief executive officer, I should say, of DSI.biz, Development Specialist, and DSI International, Development Specialist International is, I should be saying, the correct way. And Bill has been a member of our Brain Trust now for, golly, about 9 years. And he's also, in addition to being a global businessman, and a very darn good one at that, he is he's also a political operative to some degree. He's very much involved in politics of the Democrat persuasion. And so I've asked him to join us today post-debate, post-VP debate, to talk to us about these things. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Always happy to be here.
Good to have you back, Bill. Before we get into the vice president debates in the next segment, I want to get your take on what happened last week with President Obama and Governor Romney, but not only the debate, but sort of what's happened since then. So, how did you characterize the performance of the two combatants last week?
I use initials. I grew up in the sporting world, as did you, and I called it a TKO.
A TKO, not a KO, but a TKO.
TKO, yeah. Right. I mean, I think,
technical,
Obama came
technical,
to have a civilized...
Technical knockout for those of you who are sports challenged. Go ahead.
Correct, a technical knockout. I think that Obama came to look presidential, and, you know, as my daddy once told me, when you mail it in, it often comes postage due.
Yeah, there's another term for that, too cute by half, I think, isn't it?
I didn't see so much of that. I think, you know, flat-footed... Pick your metaphor,
mm-hmm.
but clearly he expected a more sanguine kind of exchange of ideas than he got, and I think that, you know, the funny part was if you listened to it, and I did, and I'm sure you did,
of course,
it sounded like a reasonable discourse at the time, but shortly after it was over, I think it began to dawn on a lot of people that Romney appeared to be far more fresh faced, far more vigorous, far more aggressive. Far better on his feet, and so there you have it. And the net effect, as you suggest, afterwards was, a bunch of people like lemmings heading for the cliff and jumping off.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I'll tell you, Bill. I mean, you got to say this. I think. I mean, I'm going to say it. I've never seen a debate like that or a response like that. I heard somebody say this week that Romney's bounce got a bounce.
Well, I have seen debates like that, and so have you.
I'm not trying to be disparaging to the president, but have you ever seen anything that, how long has it been since we've seen anything that one-sided?
No, it's been a bit, 12 years. I remind people, having been around this block more than a few times, that if you go back and look at the historical polls in 2000, Gore was up, not a huge amount, mm-hmm. but he was up comfortably 4, 5, 6 points in most of the swing states. And common wisdom at about that time, which was about the same time in the calendar that the Romney debate was that Gore was going to do fine. And then he went into those first debates, and you remember all the sighing and the guffaw
and
the lockbox, mm-hmm. which, of course, you know, Saturday Night Live historically made fun of and has now become the stuff of legend. I put it on a par with that. Was it any better or worse than that? I think Romney was far more aggressive than Bush was the first time. But they're both game changers.
Some
they're
people
both in that
say,
category.
Though, but Bill, some people have said, obviously not Democrats, but some people have said the reason the president didn't respond any better was because to have done that he would have had to have defended a record that they think is indefensible.
Well, I think that's I won't go. You,
is alone. That talk? Is that a talking? Does that sound like a talking point?
That's just too existential. I think it's more likely that As some people say, and I'll grant you this criticism, that I think the president is more comfortable with set pieces, large orations based on teleprompters and well practiced, and is less adept at off the cuff.
He's not. He's not. As it turns out, and this doesn't mean he wouldn't be that you wouldn't be a good president, but I think we now know he's probably not a good debater.
I don't know if he's. I don't think he's. Look, you and I. He would probably run rings around you and I at that level of debate.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're in the World Series. Let's face it. At that level of debate, I would say that he was bested well by Romney that night.
Yeah.
He's obviously more comfortable in set pieces than Romney is, because Romney's speeches are all wooden, but each one has a strength.
All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. I know you're like me. You can't wait to hear what Bill has to say about the vice presidential debates. It was just last night. And we're going to do that right after this next break. 20 till. Bill Brand is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.